السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد This morning we will discuss a dua of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم As is customary that in the month of Ramadan That is what we normally do discuss Some duas of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام during the Fajr talks Now this dua is not a new dua, it is something that you have heard last year also, the year before that too. And recently also, I have spoken on this dua. Alhamdulillah, many people have now made it their habit to read this dua. But for the benefit of those who may not be reading it, and also at the same time to strengthen the yaqeen of the others who are reading it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. It is in that morning evening dua kitab also. O Allah, I seek refuge in you. I seek protection in you from the zawal of the ni'mat. Zawal of ni'mat means, O Allah, whatever ni'mat, whatever bounties you have blessed me with, I seek protection in you from the disappearance of those ni'mat, from the snatching away of that ni'mat, from the vanishing of that ni'mat, from the taking away of those ni'mats. Zawal is where there is a loss, There is a snatching away, there is a taking away, but without badal. That means that it's not replaced with something worse. For example, a person, his car got stolen. So now that is a zawal of a ni'mat. But he did not get any injury, he was not hit, he was not shot, he was not dumped somewhere where he got some kind of hurt and pain. So we will say that there was a zawal of the ni'mat, but bila badal. So the first thing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a protection of those ni'mats. Now especially in these times, when things are happening so fast, so quick, there is a great need for us to make this dua. And as I have repeatedly said that all these du'as, they go together with our a'mal, with our actions, with our deeds, with our obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in other departments of our lives. But even if we are sinners, and who is not a sinner, no matter how far we may have gone from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we should not say that how can we now make du'a because we are great sinners. So what does that mean? That means that if you are a great sinner, then you mustn't make dua. If you are not a sinner, then must make dua. So we have to understand everything properly. That indeed there is a great need that we should be obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every department of our life. Whether it is our ibadat, whether it is our muamlat and muasharat, our transactions, our morals, our etiquette, our buying and selling, everything. But at the same time, if there is a weakness in those areas, it does not mean that now we must not make use of these du'as. Because these du'as will inshallah bring us back into action. When the person will seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with sincerity, then it means that there is that connection with Allah ta'ala. That is the beauty of these du'as, that when the person is seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he's got a weakness in some department. But at the same time, he is seeking from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, I am seeking from you a protection of the ni'mats that you have blessed me with. What does that mean? That means that this person deep down in his heart, he has got this connection with Allah ta'ala. There is a weakness in that connection. There is a weakness in that link. But he is not a disbeliever in Allah ta'ala. And he is sort of acknowledging that I am weak. I am weak. Therefore, oh my Allah, I am seeking this help and assistance from you. Now when he is seeking this help and assistance from Allah Ta'ala, and he is saying, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik, then it is a very clear sign that this person truly believes that everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, that all treasures lie with Allah Ta'ala, that He is the giver of those treasures and He is the one who takes it away. Now this acknowledgement is a very great ni'mat. It's a great blessing. So you must not lose hope in Allah Ta'ala. Definitely the person must make an effort to do everything that is ordered by Allah Ta'ala. But if there is a weakness in some area, then he must not be negligent in his dua. Because this dua, inshallah, will bring him back on track. It's a subject on its own, needs a lot of time for explanation. But let us get back to the dua itself. So the person is saying that, "Oh Allah, I am seeking from you a protection of these ni'mats. Do not snatch them away. I am asking you, O Allah, or I am seeking refuge in you, I am seeking protection in you from the zawal of these ni'mats, from the snatching away and the vanishing of these ni'mats." Now these ni'mats are both of the spiritual kind and also physical, material. Whatever ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed the person with, he is asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection. He's saying, "O Allah, don't let it just suddenly vanish. Don't let it just disappear. Don't let it be snatched away." And generally Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not snatch away the ni'mats of a person unless he becomes arrogant or he becomes wasteful, he becomes negligent, he starts indulging in all kinds of sins and vices. Then Allah Ta'ala takes away the ni'mat. Allah Ta'ala snatches away that ni'mat. But again, these are things that we have to keep on explaining because people misunderstand a lot of things these days. Again, we must not look at every person and come to a conclusion that whosoever has lost some bounty of Allah Ta'ala. A person had sight and suddenly he went blind. A person had good health and suddenly he went very sick and weak. A person had wealth and suddenly he became very poor. A person had a good home and suddenly it got burnt. So now we must not come to the conclusion that any person and every person who is undergoing any kind of loss in his wealth, in his property, in his fortune, then that person is definitely under the azab of Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala snatched it away because Allah Ta'ala became displeased with him. Then that will become like that parrot. The person had a parrot in a shop and when the customers used to come, the parrot used to talk. So the customers were attracted with that parrot. Plenty of customers were coming because of that parrot. Then one day that owner of the shop had gone outside and the parrot knocked over a bottle of very expensive oil or ithar or whatever it was. Now because of that loss that the owner suffered when he came inside, now this is an example, it's not a true thing. When the person came inside, so he beat up the parrot so much that the parrot became bald. So the parrot stopped talking. Now when it stopped talking, now the customers stopped coming because the customers were coming because of the parrot. So it stopped talking altogether. Now he's trying to make the parrot talk, but it's not talking. After some time, one day, one bald-headed person walked in. So when the parrot saw the bald-headed person, he said, "I'm sure you also dropped some bottle of oil and you must have had such a beating on your head that no hair is left now." So the parrot thought that everyone that's bald must have got a beating on the head. So we must not be like that. That any person and every person who suffers some loss, then we come to conclusion that this person is on the azab of Allah Ta'ala. For the pious, for the righteous, and even for the ordinary Muslim, many a times it's just a test. Allah Ta'ala takes away a little and gives them plentiful in return. Or He saves them from some other big bala that was coming. Now that is a different subject again. Nevertheless, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's teaching us. He had such love for us, such love for the ummah, that he didn't leave out any dua, anything in which there was some khair and goodness for the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught it to the ummah. Now here, what fear did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have of losing some ni'mat? Was there any fear that his nubuwwat will be snatched away? Was there any fear that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ilm and knowledge will be taken away? Was there any fear that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will lose his other ni'mats? There was no fear at all. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was khatamun nabiyyin, rahmatul lil alameen. And the whole world and the whole universe was created because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not going to come to this world, there was no question of the existence of the universe. Na masjid na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla na kaaba na makkah madina. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla na kaaba na makkah madina. Agar Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hota. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no fear of him losing any ni'mat. It is for us, the weak ummatis of his, that he taught us that ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. Tell Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we seek protection in you, we seek refuge in you from the zawal, from the loss, from the vanishing of these ni'mats. Now these ni'mats, as I said, sometimes these ni'mats and these bounties are of the material kind, that the person loses his wealth, he loses his car, he loses some money, he loses some other material thing. Sometimes it is of the physical kind, that the person had sight, he lost his sight, he lost his hearing, he lost his speech in some accident or something, he suffered some other kind of problem or any kind of sickness, disease, or the loss in the health. Then again, in the spiritual kind, that the person had the tawfiq, he was making namaz 5 times a day. He was giving zakat, he was going for hajj, he was making umrah. He was fulfilling the rights of everybody. His temper also was under control. He wasn't losing his fuse all the time, the fuse wasn't snapping. He had a very balanced temperament. His akhlaq, his character was all good. Now suddenly that ni'mat is snatched away because of his pride, that he began to have a holier than thou attitude, that I'm better than you, I'm superior than the others are all doomed for Jahannam, I am the one that has got place reserved in Jannat, everybody else has been assigned to Jahannam. Now this type of arrogance or pride or something that came into the person's heart, or for some other reason, now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took away that ni'mat. Now that same person begins sliding. He was coming 5 times namaz, suddenly we see him 2 times, then 1 time, and then he is not even performing Jummah Salat. There were 2 young students, very, very pious, good, practicing students, a few years ago. And this is not only one case, there were quite a few cases like this that has happened. But now these young students in the month of Ramadan, whilst they were fasting, there was a war that was taking place in that year. In the 90s, the early 90s, there was a war in one of the Muslim countries. And at that time, lots of people were losing their lives in the Iraq war, the first one. So these students, pious, practicing, namazis, keeping fast, doing everything. I receive a call that, Maulana, there's 2 students here in this university, and they now do not want to fast anymore. They've given up their salat. And they have also made such statements that what kind of an Allah is that who can watch such destruction of the Muslims? Na'uzu billahi min zalik. Now can you see the snatching away of that ni'mat? The ni'mat of iman went, the ni'mat of fasting went, the ni'mat of salat went, the ni'mat of ibadat and zikr and tilawat went. Why it happened, we don't know. Then it took a long time after a lengthy explanation, talking to them, explaining to them of the hikmat of Allah Ta'ala, the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, and the justice of Allah Ta'ala, and all the rest of the things. Alhamdulillah, once again they said that you have restored our iman. I said, make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and now ask Allah Ta'ala for protection of this ni'mat. So what I am getting across to you is simply this, that we just don't know what will be our condition tomorrow. So we should not only look at the loss of ni'mat. The moment we talk about bounties of Allah Ta'ala, the only bounty we think of is how much of wealth I have got, and that's the bounty. Whereas besides that, all these are ni'mats. If the person has got tawfiq of tawbah, it's a ni'mat. He's got the tawfiq of salat, it's a ni'mat. He's got the tawfiq of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, it's a ni'mat. There are so many hafizes of the Quran Sharif, you can ask them, they will tell you themselves, that there was a time when they used to read 5 paras a day, 10 paras a day, and one even told me I used to read 20 paras a day. And then he says, for the past 2 years, I haven't been even able to pick up the Quran Sharif. He hasn't been able to pick up the Quran Sharif, leave alone reading 20 paras and 15 paras. He says, there's something that is holding me back. I just can't seem to read the Quran Sharif anymore. So look at the sawal of ni'mat. Now will we say that wasn't a ni'mat, the recitation of the Quran Sharif? What a great ni'mat it was. So he's seeking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala a protection of that ni'mat. That, Ya Allah, this ni'mat which you have blessed me with, that I'm reciting the Quran Sharif, I have memorized the Quran Sharif, now give me the tawfiq to continue and protect this ni'mat. Don't cause any kind of zawal and loss and snatching away of this ni'mat. The person, as I said, with regards to his temperament, but now every little thing is getting angry and is snapping. And people in the home who were very happy and comfortable with his lifestyle, and they were praising him and saying, this person is a wonderful person, very calm, very polite, very gentle. The children are happy, the wife is happy, the parents are happy. And now suddenly, after watching all those filthy films, and after watching all those violent films, and after watching all that, or reading all the other dirty literature, suddenly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changed that condition of his. Now he has become so temperamental that he's angry over everything. There's just nothing but fights and fights and fights. Now it has come because of some sin that the person has committed. Generally, that the person, when he indulges in other sins, then Allah Ta'ala creates the division in the home. I mentioned it when there was a cricket match here that was taking place. At that time, some Pakistani player, what did that woman write? She says that just going to the cricket match, my husband took me there, and after coming from there, that love that I had in my heart for my husband has vanished. One of the cricketers stole her heart. And these are her own words, that love for my husband which had been in my heart has vanished. Now I do not know how to get that love back into my heart. Yet we were such a happy couple. We were such a happy couple, but it is gone. It is in the masjid, but I have to mention it because we are facing these type of problems in our society. And she says that now when I am sleeping with my husband, I am fantasizing about sleeping with that Pakistani cricketer. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. Do we still want to go in that same direction? Ae nayi roshni tera muh kala, andar se andhera hai bahar ujala. Ae nayi roshni tera muh kala, andar se andhera hai bahar ujala. Outside there's nothing but like glitter, glamour, shine, enjoyment, fun, entertainment, pleasure. That is the Western lifestyle. And we want to follow that same trend. We want to go in that same direction. And if somebody has to tell us, we say these are orthodox people. These people don't know what is enjoyment. They are just living a very bitter life. There is no happiness in their life. Wallah, the happiness that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives to those who are obedient to Him, even the kings don't know about it. Don't look at their outside conditions. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulstan mein. With whomsoever, oh my beloved Allah, you are pleased. Day and night they are in gardens. What do we know about gardens? Wana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, aarif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. These are things that you have heard many times. So that zawal of ni'mat. Now will we say that wasn't a zawal of a ni'mat? Wasn't the love and muhabbat and unity and affection between husband and wife a great ni'mat? Was it a ni'mat or wasn't it a ni'mat? And if it was a ni'mat, wasn't it snatched away now? And why was it snatched away? Because he thought that he was very clever and he was modern thinking person and he did not want to follow the orthodox views, so he took his wife to show them what Pakistani cricketers are like. Next thing, his wife's love is gone. Now he doesn't even know that that wife has got no love left. So zawal of ni'mat, that came because of a sin. So the first part of it is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawal ni'matik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protection, all the ni'mats that He has blessed us with. Inshallah, if Allah ta'ala gives life, health, and another opportunity to continue, then we shall do so tomorrow. May Allah ta'ala bless the entire ummah with His bounties, and may Allah ta'ala protect those bounties. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials of the ummah throughout the world, wherever they may be. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.